Davin Althoff, Division Director of Ag Business Development for the Missouri Department of Agriculture.
Ag business development, developing those markets for farmers is huge, and I think this is a good opportunity for you to tell people about what's happening today here near Barnett, Missouri, in central Missouri, at a farm with some Mexican buyers. Tell us about where we are and why this came together.
Yeah, Julie, so we're in Barnett today with a group of 9 Mexican buyers out of Mexico looking at genetics that we have here in Missouri. Obviously, the seed stock industry in Missouri is a very strong industry, the beef seed stock industry. And so we have some buyers that are up here that are looking at our industry and looking at the opportunity to make some connections with folks in our industry, with people that are selling seed stock. And hopefully we'll have an opportunity to make some sales. Our goal this week is to try to have an opportunity to create sales of over $25,000. So Mexico is such a strong market. It's such an important market for Missouri. And so we're delighted to have the group up here today.
And I've spoken with a couple of the folks from Mexico, and they seem very interested and pleased with the quality of the cattle here at the Allen Mead Farm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, really the quality of the cattle in Missouri is outstanding. We've got, as I mentioned, a very strong seed stock industry in the state of Missouri. So one of the things that we're doing in the department right now and through the Division of Ag Business Development is we're looking at trying to expand our international footprint in the international space for products that we produce here in Missouri. And certainly the beef industry is so important to our state. And so if we can expand opportunities for our producers through the genetic side to sell more genetics into other markets, that's bulls and cows and heifers that are leaving our state going to other countries. And that just, you know, raises the tide for all ships in the state of Missouri in terms of the beef industry. So we're really excited about this opportunity. We've got a great set of producers out here, and we think this is going to be a great thing for us.
And it's interesting how you guys have also partnered with the Illinois Department of Ag. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so this is a really good opportunity. It's my understanding we've never had an opportunity like this in the past to partnership with Illinois. And so one of the things that we're looking at the department is to take a look at not necessarily just our state, but from a regional perspective, what we do that are similar to other our contiguous neighboring states. And so this is an opportunity for us to partner with Illinois to look at some opportunities for buyers to look at genetic opportunities here and also in Illinois. So, yeah, the opportunity to partner with another state is something that is a really good thing for us.
Well, you mentioned the genetics, and I, from what I understand through the University of Missouri and through you all, that, you know, Missouri is a leader in beef genetics. And a lot of people are looking to what's happening here.
Well, they are. Missouri is a leader. I mean, we are the number 2 beef cow state in the nation. And so when you're the number 2 beef cow state in the nation, obviously the seed stock industry is going to follow where the cows are. And so that's one of the reasons why we've got such a strong seed stock industry. And Mexico has taken notice to the fact that there's good genetics here in Missouri. And we've got other countries around the globe that are also taking note of the quality genetics that we have here in Missouri. So the department's going to work really hard, not just working with Mexico, but other potential countries around the globe to bring notice to the seed stock industry we have in the state and expand those markets for the folks that are working really hard to continue to improve genetics.
Thanks, Davin.
Thank you, Julie.